This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 5/20/22. The name of the patient is Karen. The name of the patient is Maureen Duparez, M-A-U-R-E-E-N, last name D-U-P-A-R-S. This is Cardiac Care Associates. Please use my letterhead. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram, file Streco, S-T-R-E-C-H-O, space Duparez, D-U-P-A-R-S, space M. Treadmill stress echocardiogram date of examination, 5/20/22, referring physician, Suhathra Karen Anafi, MD, performing physician, Sharon Hermes, MD, Neupograph clinical education, 73-year-old female with history of hypertension and bradycardia for a stress test on medication, parentheses, Lasix, comma, hydralazine, comma, Benicar, close parentheses, period. ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, right bundle branch block, comma, left anterior fascicular block, comma, LVH, period. Baseline blood pressure, colon, 120 over 70, period. Baseline heart rate, 75 beats per minute, period. New paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for only 4 minutes, semicolon, 1 minute to stage four, correction, 1 minute to stage two of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 138, parentheses, 94% maximum projected heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 157 over 68 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 21666, period, new paragraph. Patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. She experienced dyspnea during peak stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6 mets. The patient had a mildly increased blood pressure response to stress with a plateau at peak stress consistent with blunting of blood pressure response to stress on her medication. The patient had an increased heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 110 over 65 and heart rate of 64 at the end of the recovery period. There was a VPC in the initial stage of stress and several at peak stress and VPCs in early recovery. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, impression, normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 94% maximum projected heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient went treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise in the left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal lower axis, parasternal short axis, apical 4-chamber views, and apical 2-chamber views were obtained. The baseline study was technically adequate and of good quality for the parasternal long axis and apical views and a fair quality for the parasternal short axis view. The post-peak stress study was technically adequate and of fair quality for parasternal views and of good quality for apical views. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation wall motion without exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiograph portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 94% maximum projected heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions 1. Normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 94% maximum projected heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort but experienced dyspnea with stress. 3, the patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6 mets comparable to her prior stress test. 4, the patient had mildly increased blood pressure response to stress consistent with her history of hypertension with a plateau at peak stress consistent with a blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her medication. The patient had an accelerated heart rate response to exercise with an intact chronotropic response to stress with findings consistent with a deconditioned response to stress. 5, there were VPCs during stress and in early recovery, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 94% maximum projected heart rate with normal baseline post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, common normal augmentation wall motion with exercise, for the level of stress attained and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.